joined inside the studio here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity by former first-round draft pick wide receiver Jeremy Maclin. And Jeremy, look, I know it's the first day of practice. You look smooth. You look fluid. You look explosive out there on the field. Your first training camp practice since last season. How did you feel out there today?
I felt good, man. I felt good. I feel like I'm in even better shape than what I was coming into training camp last year. And, you know, right now it's just all about continuing to build on that and continuing to get that relationship down with Nick and offense and staying healthy. Those are the most important things right now.
Now, when the rain was coming down, did part of you think of your mind, all right, are we going to practice soon?
No, man. I've said this, you know, a million times before. You can't get caught up in weather or, you know, trying to take it easy because you don't want something to happen. You know, luckily for me, my first catch out there, I kind of got tackled almost, you know, so it felt kind of good, you know. But you can't get caught up in that stuff because the minute you start doing that, you know, the minute you start playing timid, that's kind of when bad things start to happen.
You mentioned that connection with Nick. Why do you guys have such a good rapport? I mean, this goes back to his rookie season where he had that game-winning catch against the Buccaneers. Why do you guys have that connection?
I just think we've built it over time. I think when you have a guy who's as talented and as consistent as Nick is, I think it makes my job a lot easier. So I think as long as I'm in the right place at the right time, I've kind of always been that guy, just be at the right place at the right time. And then, you know, Nick kind of makes my job easy. So I think we've worked together like that. And I think we've got a couple years on our belts to where we've kind of got familiar with each other in off season. And now hopefully we can get a full season to play together.
How much of a difference do you see in him coming into this training camp knowing for the first time that he's a starting quarterback?
I think that's something personally you got to ask him, but I think, I think it's a good thing. I think, last year, kind of those two guys battling, it was almost Mike looking over his shoulder, Nick kind of looking forward. Nick doesn't have anybody to worry about in that way. So I think that just gives him confidence. I think it gives him, confidence that the Eagles know that this is their guy, this is their guy going forward. And I think that's all he has to worry about now is going out there and taking control of the team. There's no competition or anything to worry about.
Eagles fans were so looking forward to seeing you in this offense last season. Why do you think it's such a good fit for what you bring to the table as a receiver?
I just think I'm very versatile. I think, you know, I can play inside and outside. I can, you know, go in motion. I can come out the backfield. These are the things that I did. These are the things that made me the 19th overall pick in 2009. So, I'm excited. I'm excited to kind of put my own little twist on it. I'm excited to kind of see how they use me. And I'm excited to help this team go to the next level, man. I think we got the guys to do that.
How are you guys able in practice to play at such a fast tempo like the way you did today? Being it that was just the first training camp practice, it looked like that you guys had been working for weeks.
Yeah, you know, because you're not starting over. I think, you know, people, they put in stuff doing OTAs and they come to training camp and they start over. We're not doing that. We're just flowing right through. And I think, you know, that keeps everybody on top of everything. That keeps everybody upbeat. And I think it keeps everybody kind of fresh. You know, the fact that we can go from here and now 5 weeks later, we can just pick off where we left off. And I think, you know, I think that's going to set us apart from a lot of teams. And I think already the number of reps that we get in practice are way above, you know, the norm for this league. So
how much farther are you guys compared to last year when you were just installing that offense for the first time?
Way farther. I mean, now we kind of know how Chip, you know, runs everything. We know how Chip runs his training camp. You know, so now we just go out there and play. You know, you let your athletic ability show and you go out there and, like I said, put your own little twist on it.
What's it like playing for Chip Kelly?
It's great. It's great. You know, and I was a Coach Reed guy, you know, to the fullest, but, you know, Chip's come in and, you know, he's really turned the culture around a little bit, kind of got everybody back motivated, got everybody back energized. And I think guys really respect him. And I think when you come in and you earn the respect of your team, I don't think he came in and tried to force us to respect him. I think he earned the respect that we give him and vice versa. And I think, you know, once you have that relationship with a head coach, I think, you know, the rest is history. I think you can do a lot of great things with that.
Was there any one thing that he did to earn the guys' respect?
I just think everything that he said has been true. Anything that he's ever preached has been honest. And I think, you know, if a coach is honest with you, that's the one thing that you ask him to do. And he's been like that since day one.
Jeremy Maclin, best of luck for the rest of training camp. And we'll have more on the other side here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.